Well, it is the most wonderful time of the year for Nats fans who love watching their team get ready at spring training in Florida. Mostly sunny with a high of 68, the forecast for Vieira today, and that's where we find Amanda Comack, the Nationals beat writer for the Washington Times. Amanda, good morning. Great to have you with us in WTOP.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. So what were they eating in the offseason? Bryce Harper is huge, and so is Steven Strasburg.
Yeah. You know, it's not uncommon for guys to come into camp a little bigger than we last saw them. I think one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is how much weight a lot of baseball players lose during the season. It's just, you know, playing nine innings every day. It takes a toll out of you, and a lot of them don't keep up the same sort of weightlifting regimens as they do in the off season. So, you know, it's always sort of a story when they come into camp because you see them in October or whenever, and, you know, you're used to seeing them that way, and then we usually don't see them for several months, and they come in, and they're generally a lot bigger. But, you know, Bryce looks huge, but he's 20 years old, and he loses weight faster than he can eat to keep it on. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be an issue for any of them. And, you know, it is good when players come into camp, you know, having put on what they feel like is a healthy weight for them, and then they figure out where they're best playing at.
Now, Steven Strasburg, as soon as he got to camp, started talking about becoming the workhorse for the team this year. How's he looking so far?
Just bullpen sessions, but, you know, Steven's always impressive. No matter what he's doing, you know, it's impressive to watch him play catch. So, you know, from what I've seen during the bullpens, he looks very good. And, you know, we'll see a little bit more here. They're going to start throwing live BP, which is always somewhat entertaining part of camp. The pitchers throw to their own hitters. You know, and there's a little bit of trash talking that goes on. So, you know, that gives you a better idea, too, because when they're just throwing to a catcher, a little bit difficult to see, you know, how well they're doing certain things. But it's early, and, you know, he's looked great. Gio Gonzalez has looked great. A lot of the national starters have looked great, and a lot of their, you know, Drew Storms looked terrific as well.
You know, they looked so great last year. They came so close. I'm still in pain when I think about trying to get the last out, for Pete's sakes. Have they gotten over that?
You know, it depends on who you ask. I mean, yes, I think that they have moved on, but I don't think it's something that they're going to forget easily. You know, I mean, Jason Worth said he thought about it maybe daily during the off season. You know, something would sort of bring it to his mind, and he would, he said he would either kick something or cuss. But, you know, this is what they play the game for. So it's not something that you sort of just forget about and move on. But again, that is what baseball players have been taught to do their whole lives. It's one game, you move on. Now, you know, obviously some of them mean a little bit more than others. So, you know, I think overall they haven't shied away from discussing it. They know what happened. They know that they have to sort of prove that they've moved on. But I don't think they want to forget it either. I think they want to use it as a motivating factor.
I know everybody teases you about being in sunny, warm Florida, but it got a little chilly over the weekend, didn't it?
It's not exactly very warm right now. It's 38 degrees where I am right now.
You
know, that's fine, that's all fine, but you don't exactly pack to dress for that weather, so it makes it a little interesting. Yesterday's workout was pretty chilly. The players were wearing hoodies and you know, winter hats and gloves and things like that, but it's supposed to start this week getting back to where we expect it to be.
Is this really going to be Davey Johnson's last year?
You know what? That also depends on the Davey says yes, you know, and it seems like there's a lot of people who are at peace with that decision. But there's also a lot of players who say, you know, you guys, he's don't let him pull the wool over your eyes here. So
I know, because he seems, you know, to be having so much fun.
He does. You know, Davey really does enjoy it. He just enjoys being around the game. He enjoys being around the guys. So, you know, I think that him coming out and saying that, it does sort of put a period on the end of his career, but you know, as we've seen in sports very often, you can always change your mind.
Thanks, Amanda. Good talking to you. Stay warm today.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Amanda Comack, Nationals beat writer for the Washington Times.